The Nationals trying to snap a two-game skid, taking on the Cubs. Great pitching matchup in this one. Jake Arrieta on the hill going up against Max Scherzer. 1-0 Cubs in the first. Trey Turner on first. Brian Goodwin at the dish.
Turner's running. The pitch is outside. Throw by Montero on a hop is too late.
Turner running on a 3-0 pitch, and he's on third with number 30. Goodwin's going to take care of tying the game, and he's going to be safe at first, it appears. Just like that, a tie game. Scherzer puts the bat on the ball, deflected by the pitcher. Everybody's safe, and the Nats lead 3-1. And there goes Taylor. That ball's in left field, and he will score 4-1 for the running wild Nationals. Payoff pitch with one out. Taylor out to right center, and that'll chase home Anthony Rendon. And now it's a 5-run lead.
Swung on and foul tipped into the mitt. Strike three. Strike three called. Fastball over the outside corner. Caught him looking.
The Nats snap a two-game skid, winning at 6-1. The Nationals finish with 7 stolen bases on the night. Trey Turner ties his own record with 4 steals in a game. Max Scherzer the win, allowing 1 run in 6 frames while striking out 6. The Nationals snap a two-game skid. Manager Dusty Baker spoke after.
Yeah, he didn't have his A-plus stuff, you could tell. Mike said he didn't warm up very good in the bullpen. And then early in the game, you see he was off. And but, you know, he found a way to go 6 innings, which is big. We were flirting with sending him out in the 7th, but that was enough, especially after the fact that he had 120 pitches his last start going for the no-hitter and then the shutout, and then eventually lost it. So I figured that was enough for him. I told him, hey, man, we don't want to hurt you. And he goes, not worried about that. But he just didn't have much in the tank tonight. And so our offense came through. We still, wasn't indicative of what the score could have been because we had bases loaded, I think, in the 5th and the 6th and didn't get anybody home with that. But, it was a good one for us to win. And our bullpen did an outstanding job. Those last 3 innings for Max and us.
You guys this year offensively have done so much with power. To be able to do it with contact and speed tonight, it's nice to know that you have that.
Well, yeah, I mean, you have that, especially when you have, a guy that you can run on the mound. And, Montero isn't throwing like he was before, earlier. And so you got to take advantage of every situation that you can. And also, you got to have different games. Sometimes you got to win with speed and contact, and other times you win with power. So it's nice to know, like you said, that you can call upon both of those games, whenever you need them.
We talk a lot about Turner, Sam Davis, obviously.
Yes.
What kind of jumps have you seen Michael Taylor get? How do you think he's done?
Well, Michael's done great, and he's a little bit hamstrung because he's batting in 8th position in front of the pitcher. So, he picks his spots well. Davey helps him pick his spots well. And, that was big tonight, him stealing in a bunt situation to get in the scoring position. Max helped himself out with a couple, key knocks. And, everybody contributed. And you see we got a lot of hits as well.
They do have the pitcher hitting between them, which, as you said, kind of complicates things or makes it a little tougher. But when you have that type of speed in the 8-hole and then that type of speed at the top of the lineup,
mm-hmm.
What type of weapon can that be with the two of them?
Well, it can be a great weapon when you don't necessarily have to sacrifice bunt all the time, with the pitcher batting 9th and Michael in the A spot. And then after that, if they're both on the bases, then you got speed, all the way around. And Michael's done a great job in that 8th spot since he's been there. That's a valuable spot. He's driven in a lot of key runs. When you do sacrifice bunt, doesn't have to be a perfect bunt. But if he had a much slower person, then it changes the whole dynamics of the bunt situation. And so, speed. I love speed. And so. And when you have it, then, you got to use it.
Do
Trey's up to 19 steals this month. What's it been like watching him really kind of kick it into gear?
Well, you know, he had that hamstring earlier, you know, when he couldn't, when the weather was cool, and he couldn't run. And now the weather's warm, he feels better, and, you know, just run, Trey, run. I mean, I enjoy watching him run. You know, he creates. You got to watch him and try to get the hitter at the same time. And, you know, picks his spots most of the time, you know, when to run. So, like I said, Davey Lopes was really, you know, helped him pick his spots and when and times and moves and jumps. And, you know, Davey's invaluable over there at that, especially in Trey's young career.
Fair to say you're kind of regaining comfort using Blake in bigger spots after
Yeah. Well, yeah, I mean, like I said, it starts with one. And then you build from there, you know, and, you know Blake has the stuff. It's just a matter he's find the strike zone. When he loses it now, he can come back and find the strike zone. And, you know, you're throwing 97, 98 and a sinker and a good slider, and throws mostly ground balls. And, you know, he was going through a rough stretch there where a lot of those ground balls were, you know, were finding holes. And so, you know, it was good to bring, you know, Blake back to back. You know, Annie did a great job, and everybody in the bullpen, you know, did their jobs tonight.
Max Scherzer gets the victory, allowing one run in six frames while striking out six.
You know, I made what I had work tonight. You know, coming off a couple outings in a row where my pitch count's really gotten up there. You know, I didn't really have great fastball command tonight, but I was able to use my off speed to kind of collect outs when I needed to, and I didn't walk anybody. You know, with the lineup like that, if you don't walk anybody, that's a big part of help keeping them at bay. And you know, Matt did a great job behind the plate tonight, putting down the right finger, and we worked well. And when we needed shutdown innings, we got them.
Do you go into a start like that kind of knowing it might be one of those nights, or is it something you sort of figure out along the way?
You figure out along the way. You just kind of know. You know, when you're going out through the game, you just know, you know, you can just tell the fastball location just wasn't there. It kind of started coming there at the end. And then, you know, after the sixth inning, you know, we kind of had to talk of, you know, what would happen if we did go back out for the seventh. And Dusty just shut it down and said, hey, it's 6-1. You did your job.
Up next, the series against the Cubs continues on Wednesday with Steven Strasburg on the hill.